Good morning. It's Mitch from Glasshouse Country and Millennium News and The Sentinel. It's great to be back for another week as we head into the silly season. Up in Glasshouse Country, our cover story is about the much beloved Mullaney Wood Expo making a return after it was very sadly forced to be cancelled last year after 25 years. Mullaney Rotary are actually making steps to bring it back, so we'll have news on that. We've also got a story about momentum to construct what's called the Seven Peaks Trail, connecting seven of the iconic Glasshouse Mountains together for people to be able to walk, hike, mountain bike, ride. All they need is a lot of money. So we're going to have more information on that, who and how it's going to be funded. We've also got formals galore. We've got four pages of pictures of all our Year 12 students from across our high schools dressed to the nines, looking fabulous. And we also, it's business awards season, and it's a big congratulations to Mullaney Cheese and Narrows Escape Rainforest Retreat. You can read about what they've won in this week's paper. Over at the Sentinel, you'll probably be aware of the proposed Infinity Planet project, a $2.6 billion tourism city in Alimba. That's ignited a surge of, I would say, concern, some excitement, but definitely debate about what it will bring to the community. We have plenty of information in this week's Sentinel about that. We've also been out and about. We have plenty of formal photos, including some very creative Tugulawa students. We've got more on the Woodford to Kilcoy rail trail connection. And also in news, we've got a story about the pressure on the Dagula Highway due to an increase in commercial traffic. And we've spoken to Transport and Main Roads about what plans they have to deal with that issue. So plenty of news across both papers. Pick up a copy this week, and I'll see you again this next week. This is Mitch on 101.5.